When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I want to make a little side note on my HBCU story. We run that promo in the show every week, and it's really, really starting to catch on. If you want to see some of the people who've registered, just go to HBCUcollegeday.com. That's HBCUcollegeday.com, and you'll see how the people, it's a digital library where you can, where just like you can go in there where HBCU alumni, HBCU people, students who are currently attending HBCUs can see themselves and their history. And it's something that's never been done before like this. It's called My HBCU Story. If you are alumnus or attending an HBCU, consider registering for it. But again, if you want to see how it's laid out, how it's being, how the digital library is being kept or marketed, please go to HBCUcollegeday.com. That's HBCUcollegeday.com. Again, the Atlanta Business League will host its 17th annual Men of Influence reception and induction ceremony celebrating African-American men and their accomplishments. That's me, Rashawn McDonald. I'm one of the men who've accomplished, and I want to thank the Atlanta Business League for consider me to be one of the influencers. That's what it's all about, men of influence. And one of the great, great gentlemen who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame is Warwick Dunn, former NFL player, just a great guy. I met him a couple of times when I was doing some television appearances on Fox 5. And he was in the dressing room, in the green room with me, and just very nondescript, just a regular guy who's changing the world with his positive and overall entrepreneurial approach in the community, giving people places to stay so they can have a foundation for success. Now, let's get to business. My guest, he's on the call, and I had him on the show before, and it really dealt into chronic pain, mental stress, overcoming the odds. His name is Jackson Dunbar. He triumphed by earning a comfortable living after having lost it all. Dunbar is committed to creating a new normal life for himself, deliberately focused on his physical health and strength, continued to earn an income while still in chronic pain, and without his knowledge, was teaching himself and possibly the world a masterclass in survival. In his book, he gives a firsthand account on how he made money, lost 90 pounds, and thrived in chronic pain in the financial and healthcare world. The one and only Jackson Dunbar, who's on the call still, is my friend. He's been telling us a story, and a very moving story and a very honest story about a day in the life of a person with chronic pain. And even just listening to that, the amount of drugs that is that you have to have to get through a day in the life means you have to have insurance, correct, Jackson?
Yes. you know what, and that was tough because a lot of the medications that I needed, some were covered, some were not. I was luckier than most that I could pay out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, now with Obamacare, the subsidies that are given and what you're able to get on the exchanges are quite good. So now, yeah, I'm able to get almost all of the medicines that I need covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sitting at the house. I'm just pointing an example. Somebody sitting at the house. Stock market, I don't even know what's going on with the stock market. I don't even understand the stock market. I don't know those little numbers, a little. I don't. Mm-hmm. I got a little money. I got about maybe a few thousands of dollars sitting in the bank. I hear words like compounded interest. I hear stock. I hear all kind of. How do I break the financial literacy ignorance to get involved, Jackson?
Okay. Well, I think the first step is to. You know, I think the first thing is just go on Google and pretend like you're writing yourself a paper on the stock market.
Right.
You can Google stock market, whatever. And then finally, you'll get all this data and write yourself a long letter, a short white paper on how to get into the stock market. And if you do that, what you'll find out is that for the most part, it's all about two things. Number one, what's the current geopolitical landscape and interest rates? And what I mean by that is that the geopolitical landscape, let's say there's a war going on, and whatever reason, supply lines of oil have been cut.
Right.
Well, there's a lack of oil. Hey, what's that going to do to the price of it, especially if there's a war going on? Also, interest rates. When interest rates are low, people are more risky with their money. Institutions are more risky with their money.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you can put money on more speculative investments, such as NEO, some of the crypto based stocks. But when interest rates go up, typically. Investors are more cautious. They want more meat and potatoes stocks. Stocks that actually do something and make money. So essentially, what you want to do is just look at the current political market and political landscape. Hey, what industries are making money there? And then look at the interest rates. What industries and what companies are making money if we have less oil and have higher interest rates? And from there, yeah, you pick the stocks. You pick two or three stocks where the cost base is under $20 because you want to get appreciation. You're mm-hmm. not going to get a lot of appreciation getting something that has three digits or more. That's too expensive for me. Most of your money is going to be made between $0 and $20.
Stocks. But what if a stock splits? Should you buy in then?
You know. I think for me, most of the times when stocks split, that value is over three digits.
Okay.
Okay, and for me, I have stocks in several categories.
Right.
You got the fast and the furious, right? And these stocks, you know, they go up fast and they come down fast. You know, AMC.
Are you a day trader? Are you a day trader, Jackson?
Yeah, I consider myself more of a spot trader.
Okay. Because it sounds like you seeing stuff going up and down. That means you watching.
Yeah. Yeah, you're watching. Yeah. A lot of the specific cryptos themselves. I mean, Dogecoin. Yeah, that was a great example of a fast and furious one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have friends with benefits. Okay, so these are stocks that you wouldn't want your mother to buy, but they're good for a good year. Okay, you'll ride the ups and downs of these. And what's great about these stocks is that they'll go up and then they'll come down. And when they come down, you do puts on those. And what puts are, basically you're betting that a stock's going to go down. They call it short in the market.
Right.
So
you really into it. You're saying all the right terminology of a day trader.
Yeah. So for me, I focus on friends with benefit stocks. I ride them up. And then when I think they're going down, I short them and I make money on the way back.
But, you know, a lot of people say that's dollar cost averaging.
Right.
Am I using the right terminology? Because that sounds like what you're doing.
Well, here. I know a lot of folks, they dollar cost average, i.e. they put so much money in every month and hope to get the power of compound interest and things of that nature. Yeah, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So much of my proceeds, they go into a kid's account or they go into, here, we have an investing account and then we have a retirement account. The retirement account is more conservative investments. By that, I mean index funds and ETFs that pay dividends. So that's all we do over there.
Right.
Do a lot of dollar cost averaging over that because so much money every month out of the risky stock fund goes into that more moderate stock fund in order to support
retirement. I'm going to tell you something, Jackson. I have never in my life bought a $20 stock. I can't even imagine the research you have to do to buy a $20 stock.
Well, you know what? Let's see. Rivian?
Uh-huh.
Again, these guys, they have the best electric truck on the planet.
Right.
What was that $9 during spring break? I loaded my kids' accounts up with that. Because here, Tesla is good, but I want something that's gone 20, 30, 40x my money. And you're only going to get those with stocks between $0 and $20.
I'm being educated. Keep talking, Jackson. You're educating me, brother.
Have you ever read The Motley Fool before?
Yes. A long time. Been around. Wow, that's been around at least 40 years.
Yeah. So if you go to fool.com and just type in best growth stocks under $20, you can go under 5, under 10, under 20. For this year, it'll pull you up some. Then go over to Yahoo Finance and grab them out and see how they've done. Now you'll see things like Mara, which is a crypto related stocks is up 400%.
Mm-hmm.
Riot,
mm-hmm.
Another crypto really is up 400% this year. Rivian is up more than 200%. So you're not going to get those sort of returns with some of the triple digit and more stocks like Tesla, Chevron, and things of that nature. And don't get me wrong, I call those stocks spouses. They're well established.
Right.
They grow. They pay dividends. And they had minimum up and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But I started late. Now I'll have my kids and stuff like that because the power of compound interest. The younger you are, the more money you make.
There you go.
So if you're starting your kids at 15, 16, by the time they're 40, they're multimillionaires. But for us, you know, we have to pay off student loans. We have to start businesses. We have to set up our kids, pay for college. We may be starting at 50. So my question is, where can I make the most amount of money if I got maybe 15 or 20 years to play with? And for me, that stocks between $0 and $20.
We're talking to Jackson Dunbar, and he's educating Rashawn McDonald. Hopefully he's educating my audience, my man, John Mee. You know, he's quiet on the other side of the glass. he's quiet on the other side of the glass.
Because
I'm going to tell you something, man. There's no way I would ever bought or even thought of buying a stock that was like at $20. It never thought in my mind. But then what you said, something that was really important before we go to break. You said, treat going into the stock market like a homework assignment, which means you do your research. And you have to learn about your product. And by learning about your product, you actually get a clear understanding of the advantages and the disadvantages and the approach of doing business with the stock market or stock. And so that approach I had never heard. And when I get back, I want to ask you a question about, you know, because of that injury that happened, you're living a lifestyle that I'm assuming you would not have lived if the injury didn't happen. When we get back, he's going to answer that question. Jackson Dunbar, he's on my show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, and we're talking about chronic pain, mental health, overcoming the odds, and his book that is really, really a life changer, How I Made Money, Lost 90 Pounds, and Thrived in Chronic Pain. That is his book, and Jackson Dunbar will be right back.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Donald.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. Registration is open to everyone. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com. Click My HBCU Story. Next, you can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. Then, share your academic or social experience at your HBCU, which can be your favorite class, hangout joint, homecoming game, student center, on or off campus party, Greek show, and how attending an HBCU changed your life. We also want to hear stories if you pledged a fraternity or sorority. The goal is to use your My HBCU story to promote and uplift the HBCU brand. Your HBCU prepared you for success, and now we want everyone to read about your Black excellence. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com. You can click My HBCU Story to share your story.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
I want to thank everybody for sticking around and listening to the show. You know, it's heard on a lot of different platforms, podcasts, Sirius XM, on this radio streams worldwide. And it's about providing everybody with information. I've learned a lot since I started hosting Money Making Conversation Masterclass. And I've learned basically by just shutting up and listening, because of the fact that if you know everything, why you have a guest on the show talking to him? And one of the guests I am talking to that has really educated me a lot, and hopefully a lot of the audience members who are listening, is about overcoming the odds, not self-pity, not being your dominant derivative of why you are successful or not successful in that case, because that's where the pity comes in. But more importantly, Jackson Dunbar had an accident that he didn't ask for to change his life, change his family life, change his wife's life, change his lifestyle. And pity did step in. Drugs did step in. Anger stepped in. 3 years of that changed his life. And there's a lot of people that care about him and cared about him. And I'm sure he lost some friends along the way, too. Because one thing you don't want to be is around an angry person in a wheelchair. You know, who's going to hang around that person? I know I won't. And so you overcame that. And now you have a knowledge in the financial industry that's now benefiting your family. Where do you feel you would have been with this knowledge if you would not have had this accident?
You know, when I had the accident, as I told you, I own WellMed Atlanta. We're a group of child and adolescent psychiatrists. We're black owned, and we closed our biggest deal then. And that time in my life, I was chasing the dollar.
Yes, sir.
My best friend, he would be like, every time I call you, you know, you're chasing money. And And I think the accident made me slow down. I got to say, I'm a better father. I'm sure a better husband. And I think a lot of that was it just, and I'm probably a better person too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought about things and dollars and cents, profit and losses. You know, I could tell you the profit and loss per patient on anyone coming in, and I lacked something. And now having a walk a mile in someone's shoes, being judged by the color of your skin, having to get treatment but not being able to have the insurance, it's changed me to the point now where I tell people, hey, listen, you know, we have a business, but that's only step one. Step two is, how do we improve the community that we live in? You know, how do we make enough off of the people that can pay so that we can help some of the people that can? And so now, yeah, I have a better worldview around people, around systems. And yeah, and I don't think I would have had that but for the accident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also in better shape, because back then, I was 350 at my biggest. So I'm in the 250s now.
Mm-hmm.
I swim at the Way Walker YMCA. I'm also on the board there.
Right.
And I have three 100 mile t-shirts that I have from swimming.
Wow.
And I have to say, you know, there's a point where you're in the water, you feel like you touch God himself. And as I feel no pain as soon as I get in water.
Wow.
So it's a great way to reset, to really focus on, okay, I was able to do these six things in 3 to 4 hours. How do I kick it up to 10? Okay. And I'll spend my time thinking about that. Let's see, versus, oh, this is what I lost, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I'm enjoying life more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pain sucks. Forgive my French. But when I look down and I focus on what I've gotten out because of COVID, when my accident came, and at the biggest with all the drugs, I was 350. All my A1C was an 8.7. All my numbers were red. If I had those numbers during COVID, I would have died.
Right, right.
Yeah, because most black people, men, with those comorbidities during COVID, yeah, it wasn't pretty. But now my A1C is under 6. I'm a 6'1", about 2 feet. I look like a lumberjack for the most part. All my numbers are green.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, I'm the healthiest I've ever been. And that's because of the accident.
Both mentally and physically.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, when we started this conversation at the top of the show and the first time you came on the show, I didn't really get a whole picture of the man I'm talking to, and that's Jackson Dunbar. Yeah, the first conversation was about the book, and we talked about the book. We've talked in and out of the book, but I feel today we basically had a conversation, and that conversation was important because you share with us knowledge, you share with us, you know, your emotional moments, you've shared with us with, you know, your relationship with your wife, your relationship with your daughter, relationship with your family, relationship with your friends, but more importantly, you still care. You know, despite all that pain, you still care. How does one care when it seems like life has delivered you a bad hand?
I found out something. We pulled our kids out of private school and we put them in the neighborhood school. I would bring my daughter home and she said it was hot. The AC went out. Now, like, how long had it been out? A few days. So I went up to the school in my scooter and if the AC out, they wouldn't give me an answer. So I went, so I did what any dad would do. I went to the Asus hardware store. I bought all of their fans. I brought them to the school, and the principal was looking at me as if I was going to cause a scene, go to the press. I'm like, no, all I want to do is keep my daughter and these kids cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought the fans over, and I climbed down my scooter. I was in so much pain. I was sweating. Halfway through assembling those fans, my daughter, she came, got one for her class, smiled. Another person came, got a fan for her class. All of a sudden, I stopped thinking about the pain. And as I sat there putting the fans together and seeing the smiles on all the black and brown faces, I realized something. You know, the best way to help yourself is to help other people. All the anger is gone. All the resentment is gone. And yeah,
wow.
You have a smile on your face. And people say that about me all the time, especially when I go in and when I see my doctors. You know, you always have this big smile on your face. That's weird for a pain patient. and it's like, yeah, because I spend my time focused on what I can do. And then I try to make a game of it. How can I do more given the limited time, given the limited physical capacity I have? And I just worked a plan, and that keeps a smile on my face.
Wow. Great story. Tell us how we can find your book, Jackson Dunbar.
Sure. Race Matters in Pain Medicine, How I Made Money, Lost 90 Pounds, and Thrived in Chronic Pain. You can get it at JacksonDunbar.com, or you can just get it on Amazon.
Well, you know, you're regular now, and I say that with a relationship tied to it. We definitely have to connect off air just to chop it up, because people like you are positive. You know, you push positivity to the next level. We all need to hear that. And I'm speaking to Jackson Dunbar. His book is a book I recommend, want you to read. How I Made Money, Lost 90 Pounds, and Thrived in Chronic Pain. Again, thank you, Jackson Dunbar, for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me. And I'm going to send you 3 stocks under $20.
Okay,
and
now.
I want you to see how they do.
Okay, now. And I'm going to tell you something.
You have in your-
and my daughter, I'm getting her into the stock. So you send that to me. I'm not going to put it on the air. But when you come back on the show, I let everybody know what we did from the tears. It'll be about 3 months when I bring you back, okay?
I would love it, okay?
I appreciate you. Bye-bye. And thank y'all, my friends, my family, and everybody for listening to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I will talk to you next week. Keep winning.
Have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.